is. They hype you up in the morning. It's like 7 a.m. They're there, like, having fun, and I love it.
On 99.7 now.
Keep 6 feet from me. Keep 6 feet from me.
That's right.
Keep 6 feet from me. I'm symptom free. Keep 6 feet from me.
Keep it.
6 feet from me. Keep 6 feet from me. I'm symptom free.
Yes, not 6 inches, like Greg's aunt thought that we just spoke to.
I'll send them the song. They're just a little confused. I think that they had started drinking too early.
Yeah, they sure were. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Friday. Yes, we made it. We're here. I know some people that have been working at home. You don't know what day it is. They're all the same. But if you are an essential employee, still getting up and getting after it every day, I know you're still looking forward to the weekend, and we made it. Good morning, and yes, a special shout-out to all of our heroes out there keeping us going right now, day to day. There's a whole list of you. Everybody from, of course, healthcare professionals to truck drivers to our grocers to our custodians keeping things clean around the bay. We appreciate you all very much. And today, or even this weekend or whenever you plan to go to Costco and or Home Depot, they are now limiting the number of customers allowed in their stores. So keep that in mind and stay 6 feet from me.
So when you go to Costco, what, they're allowing certain people in, and then when it gets cold, then they...
For sure. So in terms of everybody, they're limiting the number of everybody and also in your own party. So they're not letting more than 2 people in at a time. And so, yes, if you do have the kids, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, it's going to be tough. But they are only letting 2 people in a group in at a time as well. So keep that in mind when you go to Costco or Home Depot.
If you're brave enough to go to Costco on the weekend just in normal time, you're crazy. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to Costco on the weekend right now, you're really crazy. So
forget about it.
Good luck. So good luck.
Hey, and those stimulus checks are on the way. We're getting a lot of texts. People want to know because we talked about it a little bit earlier. Yes, stimulus checks are on the way. If you have direct deposit set up with the government already, you will be the first to get it. So keep on the lookout for that. And $1,000. I know we could use it. If it's not you, somebody you know right now. I mean, these are hard times, but we're trying to help out with our own stimulus package. $1,000 in the Big Money Minute. Caller number 9. Why don't you call us right now so we could try to get you this money. 888-456-9970. 10 questions in 60 seconds. If you get them right within that time, we'll give you the money. Call us now. We'll play next.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
And we're playing with Terry in Danville. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Betty and Greg. Oh my gosh, I'm trying to be really quiet because everybody's sleeping right now, but I'm so excited.
Oh, wake them up. Wake them up.
Well, you know, if you win this $1,000, you're definitely going to wake them all up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right, Terry. Well, let's jump right into it. Welcome to the Big Money Minute Trivia Game. 10 questions in 60 seconds. If you get them right, we're giving you $1,000. Good luck to you. Okay. And let the game begin.
Ready, set, go.
Where is Times Square located?
New York City.
What does the CIA stand for?
Pass.
What part of the body would a podiatrist treat? Podiatrist.
A foot.
A baby cow is known as a...
Yes.
How many states are named after a president?
One.
What pro sport did Ricky Henderson play?
Baseball.
What is the largest ocean?
The Atlantic.
An obtuse angle is more than blank degrees.
Cast.
Who played the role of Hannah Montana?
Miley Cyrus.
Spell whimsical.
Whimsical.
Whimsical. W-H-I-M-S-I-C-A-L. Oh. There you have it. Yes, that is how you spell whimsical, but you passed on a few and you only got one wrong, though, so let's go through them. Yeah, really, girl? Let's go through them. Okay. New York City is where you'll find Times Square. Central Intelligence Agency. That's the CIA. You passed on that one. A podiatrist. Oh. He does treat the feet. A baby cow is known as, I think you said, a calf. And that is correct. There's one state, Washington, is named after a president. Ricky Henderson, he plays baseball. You got that one right. The largest ocean, it's actually the Pacific, not the Atlantic. You passed on the math question. Obtuse angle is more than 90 degrees. Hannah Montana, that is Miley Cyrus. And whimsical, you spelled correctly.
Terry, we appreciate you listening and playing.
I'm so excited.
You should be. You should be. And you can call back and play anytime you'd like. We're going to do it again in about an hour, or, of course, we'll play at the same time on Monday, all right?
Oh, thank you, guys. This is so much fun.
Aww. Thanks for brightening our day and having that that cheery spirit today. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, your energy is infectious.
I love your show, you guys. You make my morning every day. Really appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you listening. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Bye.
All right. Bye, Terry. Hey, we're going to come back, and we're going to go commercial-free. Of course, 7:30 Dirty's on the way, and you're going to have a lot more streaming options starting today for free. We'll tell you about that inside your Dirty. Before that, though, 7:20, we're going to do sound check, and we have one of the best coronavirus parody songs yet. To Adele's Hello. And we'll play that in soundcheck coming your way next. Hold on.
Big Bay Mornings. Soundcheck.
All right, let's start with the Karen of social distancing, who saw a couple of frat boys driving around, not respecting the shelter in place order. She was not having it.
Your ass is grass. Right. Do you understand?
And if I'm
you...
So...
Looking out for those cops.
All right, I will. I'll be looking out for those cops.
You're supposed to be sheltering in place. Go ahead. Put me on social media. You're a little pup. Seriously? And seriously, I called the cops. I can't.
Wait. Okay. I'm so scared.
Well, I've got to say, I kind of respect her.
Hey, good for her. This is what we're supposed to be doing. And they're not doing it then. And more people, I heard, are starting to alert authorities when people aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, did your mom ever tell you your ass is grass?
Yes, of course. No, not my mom, my dad. My dad would say something like that.
And I'm the lawnmower.
And this guy, Chris Mann, who was actually on The Voice a while back, he came up with probably one of the best coronavirus parody songs yet to Adele's Hello.
Hello, it's me. I'm in California dreaming about going out to eat. Just a burger.
With what?
With cheese. Or a shaken margarita, baby, back ribs from Chili's. Mm. Just me and myself and I. And a stay-home order that's breaking my heart. But it's clearly what we should have done from the start.
Greg.
Time for Down Home.
All right.
With Greg's mom, Ginger.
Ginger Cheryl.
Hello?
At last.
Yes, I'm going to speak to you. Oh, my gosh. I wish you were here. We're having a feast. Oh, my gosh. Church, Chicken Express, and we have biscuits and straw and french fries and beer.
And sheltering in place, I see. That's great.
Y'all are not all supposed to be together. You're supposed to be quarantining.
We are. We're 6 inches apart.
Six inches?
You guys are definitely clear. You're good. 6 inches?
Well, maybe it's more than 6 inches.
It's supposed to be six feet, not six inches.
We're sitting around the table, and anyway, yeah. You better come and join us.
What kind of beer do you have?
What are y'all doing? Who's laughing in the background? Who thinks we're so funny?
Everybody, Benny, all the people I work with.
Everybody thinks we're funny, huh?
Well, because
most
you're supposed to say...
Most people think we're crazy, though. You observing all the rules, too? I hear you laughing. How close are you together? 6 inches?
No. I'm at home.
They're laughing.
So. Well, because we're all on, we're all, it's like a that group chat y'all used to do at last.
That's Are you going to do an intro for me, Greg, or not?
Say hi to Benny.
Hi, Benny. It's very nice to meet you. Yes, yes. I wish you were here to join us. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. But we're celebrating but keeping our distance. We're bonding right now. So, we're not keeping the 6-inch rule. So,
it's being anyway.
They went from 6 inches to no inches. I mean, can we please get your aunt on the phone every Friday, too, with your mom? Yes, can we make that a new rule?
I'm trying to keep my distance. So,
you are so fun. You are a hoot and a holler.
Nobody can get any closer than me.
Yeah, where's my mother?
I'm cleaning my mess up. I pulled a Greg and spilled my beer. And Les made me wring out the dish towel back in my glass and drink it.
My God! What is going on over there? Can I want to be there. I'm breaking shelter in place and I'm going to Texas. I'm on my way, Ginger.
Y'all been doing tequila shots or what?
No, we're not drunk. We just got started. What kind of order is this?
Damn, get her done.
It's awfully early in the morning to be doing all this stuff.
It is?
Mom, tell Benny why you're mad about the grocery store hours.
They make the old people go at the crack of dawn. Mm. I don't want to go to the grocery store at 6 o'clock. And I went in the liquor store a while ago, and they said, these people don't get it. They just keep coming in and said, it's mostly the old people. And I said, thanks a lot. Give me my bottle of tequila and let me go.
You're going in for the essentials.
And there was a steady stream in that liquor store.
I bet there were. Can you tell Dad to be quiet while we're talking?
I heard French fries and doctor in the same sentence.
You know you can call the liquor store ahead and order ahead, and then they can have it
ready. I know. They said they had a big sign on the door that said, honk the horn.
They just roll up and honk the horn. So they do it in Texas.
Mom, they said alcohol sales are up 55% in the United States right now.
Yeah, just ask them.
And can you please tell Aunt Lass it's 6 feet apart, not 6 inches?
She's a ringleader.
Ginger, is this your sister?
I got 10 bigger than that.
Ginger.
Hold on. Yes.
Is this your, that's your sister, right?
And the other won't.
What?
Never mind. Okay. Everybody have a fantastic weekend. Stay safe. Keep 6 inches apart. Thank you.
Thank y'all.
And here, I'll answer the question. Yes, that's her sister.
Well, I adore her.
You're distant. Bye now. Love you.
Oh, my goodness.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Greg. Bye. On a serious note, you're going to have to talk to them. That is, they are definitely breaking every single rule we have right now.
Yes, I know.
Please talk to them.